I want to read last Sunday's. It's very short. Prophet's Corner. It's the America. What's the name of it? It just says, America, America, God shed his grace on thee. It is time for the Jubilee. It is time of the gathering in of my wheat. I am separating the wheat from the chaff. My America will show the way like a city on a hill, like a beacon of light, a lighthouse for all the other nations to see that are adrift on the sea. Lost without guidance, my America will be the light for all to see, to show them the way, my way. How's that going to happen? The church is going to have to be, we're going to have to change our ways. My America will be the light for all to see, to show them the way, my way. A rescue operation, a burning of the tares. You are in the home stretch. Then I was talking about, I remember Donald John Trump talking about the year-long World's Fair that is coming in 2025. Will last over a year. With it will come all the suppressed technologies the evil ones hid and stole from us, a year-long jubilee. American English meaning is home ruler. As America goes, so goes the world. All right, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and we're going to look at Revelation Decode. This is a revisit, Revelation Decode revisit. I'm going to give you my thoughts first before we get into what the Lord brought this back up. I wouldn't have come back to it, but the Lord brought this up, so this is why we're going here today. My thoughts. I've been receiving some things from the Holy Spirit about the times we're living in, and I want to do a revisit on some of it, mainly just the parts the Holy Spirit has brought up. I remember in mid-March 2020, COVID had just started, and I asked the Lord what was taking place, and he said to me that they were taking out the dumbs, rescuing the children, and taking out the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the beast system, period. This operation was to make us free from this tyranny. He didn't say, well, they're going to try to kill all these people, they're going to do all this. He didn't put it there. He put, because they were going to use what the deep state was doing to be a cover to what they were doing, what God was doing. We know that it has been done. But we are watching this movie play out at their discretion. Some people are going to freak out, to say the least. Jacob Rothschild was taken out on 12/17. And they're just now announcing it. I remember Christmas of that year that they headed out on a covert operation and killed the 13 bloodline families. So we see how long this rollout is taking. It does not mean that everything was taken care of. When you cut off the head of the snake, it still thrashes around. They, like the Lord said in March of 2020, would be taking out the low-hanging fruit. They are rogue and panicking like cornered animals at this point. To get to the point, this is what the Holy Spirit has asked me to revisit in our timeline from the book of Revelation. We're going to go to Revelation chapter 19. Now, the traditional church, a few years back, I was talking to someone on the phone that believes in the rapture. They asked me about, what about the marriage supper of the Lamb? You know, traditionally, church people are taught that we're going to be raptured, and for 7 years there's going to be hell on earth, and we're going to sit down and eat at the wedding feast for 7 years while all the evil's going on in the world. That's what they teach. Well, we're going to read from the scripture. Is that what it says? There's a parable about the man in the marriage that Jesus talks about. Right here. But these have the wording, and I want you to catch the wording as I read this. Verse 1, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Alleluia, Alleluia, or Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lord is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw a heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes are as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of God Almighty. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather together unto the supper of the great God. You see that? That ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the throne and against his army. This is the battle of Armageddon here. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And their remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and the fowls were filled with their flesh. Do you see it? What the marriage supper of the Lamb is? Not what we've been indoctrinated to believe. There's not anywhere in Scripture except that parable that talks about going out in the highways and hedges and telling people to come in, which I believe that's more about the gospel being taken than anything else. But the Lord brought this up. All right. In this chapter, we see the takedown of the cabal. This operation started 7 years ago. You know, we hear about the seven-year tribulation, but you don't find it in the book of Revelation. This is decode, the book of disclosure. It's not in there. Christians have been traditionally taught that the marriage supper of the Lamb is an actual marriage supper we will partake of after the rapture. You know what? We've got to get our heads out of our fantasies, and we need to look at the Word of God, look at the time that we're in, what we're facing. You know, this is why we nearly lost everything. As you can see here, this is not the case. Verse 17 says, the supper of the great God. Verse 21, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Then what happens? 20, the greatest part. Now I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. To me, this is the supper right here. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him. He should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. There's the celebration right there. Talk about the greatest show on earth. There it is right there. The greatest show humanity has ever seen, except when Jesus came, of course. All right. When this operation started, before Trump was even inaugurated, but officially started in 2017. In fact, I heard something yesterday that they have been doing tribunals since 2011 because there's so many. This has been going on for a long time. Really, I think right after 9/11, when what happened, they knew that we were in trouble. All right, Revelation 13. Oh, it's so important people see that the beast is a system, not a person. Because there's many, 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 many been in on it for many millennial. All right, verse 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. In other words, out of humanity. Having 7 heads and 10 horns, upon his horns 10 crowns, upon his head's the name of blasphemy. This is that system. These are those elites we're talking about here. Isn't it fitting that it's chapter 13? 13 bloodlines? Tainted bloodlines? Ancestral bloodlines? They just keep breeding, inbreeding, inbreeding, inbreeding. No wonder they're crazy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were the feet of a bear. His mouth is the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him power and he seat in great authority. This is where these nations, see, these are kings and rulers, a system, all a conglomeration. This chapter 13 is the beast system. I put here Germany, and I'll tell you why. I saw one of the heads as it were wounded to death, and his death wound was healed. All the world wondered after the beast. Well, the Berlin Wall fell. I think it's 1980, is it 89 that the Berlin Wall came down? I have it written in my new Bible. I don't have it written here. What happened? That's when communism was loosed. I think that's when it began to come to America. It really started in the 50s with a paperclip, but there's a lot of things that went into play. Because, you know, they kind of had them boxed in, didn't they? Until that wall came down. And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? This meeting between George H.W. Bush and Gorbachev, there was a deal that Gorbachev wanted done, and Bush said, well, unless that wall comes down, you ain't getting it. Next day, that wall came down. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle on them that dwell in the earth. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. What was the seed war we talked about a few weeks ago? We've talked on many occasions. Genesis chapter 3. He put enmity between the two. And power was given over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man hath an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience with the faith of the saints. Now here's the kicker. And I beheld another beast coming in out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a Vatican. We see the, as a Vatican, as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast, a false prophet. This is, as far as I'm concerned, the Vatican. It is. of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwelleth therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Does the Vatican follow what the elites have dictated and laid down or tried to push on us? Absolutely. Homosexuality, bestiality, transgenderism, abortion, all of these things. This last pope is where it really came out. The horns really came out on this goat, for sure. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, just like happened in Amarillo. Just like happened in Maui. Just like happened in California. Do weapons to start fires. This was the biggest wildfire that's ever happened in Texas. Many cattle were lost. I think there were 63 people lost their homes. Now tell me the beast ain't at work. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of these miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live, and had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Operation Paperclip. Yeah. And Mockingbird. The Mockingbird media. Think about the movies, how they programmed us since we were little children through the movies. Think about the Hunger Games. I mean, the Hunger Games was exactly. We didn't get quite to the point that they did, though, to where they had us in those 15-minute cities where we would eat bugs and be happy. We'd have nothing to be happy. But in the Hunger Games, they had to sneak around to just hunt. And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, that no man buy or sell. What was the COVID deal about? If you don't take this, you're going to lose your job. Their goal, and they're still pushing it, that you don't do anything unless you come under their mark. No man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, which we know the patent is, 666, basically. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for as the number of a man is number 666. Wow. You can't say any plainer than that. All right. This is the beast system right here, y'all. President Trump initiates warp speed to confound the enemy. Warp speed initially was just trying to get ahead of them to cause them to be, you know how they go so slow? It befuddled them, but they were not ready to act, implement it. I think 2030 was the ultimate goal. And so by him doing what he did, it sped things up. It confounded them. God did it. Confounded the enemy. All right? Space Force is behind the whole operation. How fitting the president used warp speed. Woo! Star Trek, even their emblem looks like the Star Trek emblem. Warp speed sped up the deep state plan, and it really backfired on them. President Trump had to do something, for the COVID bioweapon was supposed to wipe us all out. It was the kill shot. But God. The world system, the beast system, has had its own medicine, and most of the world and the church have followed it. Just think about that. Boy, this is strong stuff. I'm telling you. I wouldn't have gone here. The Lord wanted me to bring this here. He wants you to see. He wants you to understand. Remember the teaching on hypocrisy? Remember that? Hypocrisy. It means leaven. What is the oath of the beast system? The witchcraft sorcery system. The Hippocratic Oath. You know what that oath is for? It's an oath of ethics historically taken by physicians. It is an actual oath to the Greek healing gods. They've duped us. They duped us all. All right. Let's go over to Numbers 21. Talk about Brother Hagin's book on substituting brass for gold. All right. 21:4. Back in the 80s, Kenneth Hagin was trying to get the church awake about substituting brass for gold. And if you don't understand that, in the Old Covenant, whenever they had their enemies steal the gold shields out of the temple, they made brass ones instead, and they'd shine them up every day, and they looked like gold. But they didn't. They weren't. They were brass. Brass just represents humanity. Brass, not gold. All right, verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have we brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery, well, he didn't send them, they were allowed to come in, fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. It came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. That's all them people could understand. They couldn't grasp anything spiritual. That's why all of them died out pretty well. All right. Jesus made this statement when he was dealing with Nicodemus. All right. John 3:14. I'm not making this stuff up. The Lord spoke this to me in the middle of the night, early morning, and I got up and trying to read my Bible, and he just keeps bringing it. Okay, I said, okay, Lord. Believe it, not believe it, here's where I don't care. I know the truth. 3:14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus is what substituted brass for gold. Jesus, his way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not the system. I am. That's what he said. All right, the serpent in the wilderness was brass. God substituted brass for gold for these people that would not hear his voice. The leaven of the world has leavened the whole lump. That is why they nearly took us out. If it hadn't been for the Lord shaking those that were supposed to wake up, they would have. Because a lot of them are still sleeping on. The serpent on the pole is the world's beast system. Jesus took it out. He gave us back our dominion. Acts 10:38. I was on a Q&A and I heard a lady, she got on there and said she'd just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in a certain area and been dealing with it for 20 years, and she was so angry at the system, and she was a Christian, and people get on there, well, you need to eat alkaline, you need blah, 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 you know, all this just, I'm thinking, Christians have not done their due diligence. Right here, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The word oppressed means to exercise dominion against. God's already given you dominion over sickness and disease. So what's the problem? He comes to take it, just like he did with Adam. Who do you think we are? We're all sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. Oppressed, to exercise dominion against. Satan's agenda is to steal, kill, destroy. He has come to take your health and your wealth and plans to destroy each one of us. That's his plan. It's not God's plan. Do you see any of this going on in this present time? What do you think a genocide agenda is? Started in Genesis 3. We have not, as the body of Christ, received God's medicine. Most have returned to the brass. Brass also represents humanity, the humane thing to do. Instead of churches standing in their dominion, they have substituted brass for gold and called it God. Take what I say today from the mouth of God. I'm telling you, don't look at it as, well, she's stupid. She don't know what she's talking about. I've heard that all my life. Don't care. Don't care. The thing is, you've heard, and now you're responsible. You're responsible to take that message out there where you go. We need to quit putting up with this. We really do. We need to be kind, but we need to say, do you know, there's another way. In fact, I may order some more God's medicines in Spanish and in English, and wherever we go, you see somebody sick or somebody starts talking that, hey, I got something I want to send you. Don't try to argue them out of it. Just send them God's medicine. All right, 2 Corinthians 4. I'll tell you right there, Satan could never author anything. He is not the author of sickness and disease. He is the oppressor. He is a thief. That's all he is, a thief and a liar. You know what? If he can convince you of something and you speak it, you're the creator. You create just like God created. Okay, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light and the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So, he's given us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Colossians 2:15, he stripped the devil. We're going to look at that one. Colossians 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly and triumphing over them in it. So when he triumphed, you triumphed. See, the church has not been taught these things. Some have, but even faith people still don't get it. They think it's too radical, like E.W. Kenyon. He was pretty radical. He'd say, well, if you're believing God for the word, why are you taking that them means for? I know you have to come out of it when you've been in it all your life. That was the problem with the Israelites. You know what their medicine was? Jannies and Jamborees. The hypocrite oath. Magic. This magic pill. Think about this. You ever looked at your iPhone? Ever flipped it over? What do you see? An apple with a bite out of it? You remember the story of Snow White? The wicked witch with the apple? Snow White ate the apple and she fell into sleep. This is what they're all about. Enchantment, bewitchment, beguiled, just like Eve. That's what this whole system is about. Like it or not, I didn't write it. I didn't do it. All right. Right here. I kind of got ahead of myself here. Let me pick up where I left off. I don't want to leave off anything. All right, Galatians 5. Y'all knew that one was coming, right? Galatians 5. Verse 20. These are the works of the flesh. Well, all right, read 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. All right, the word there, that's witchcraft, is what I want to hone in on. It means pharmakia in the Greek. It also means medication, pharmacy, or magic. Magic kingdom. All their movies are filled with witchcraft. Every stinking one of them. They have subliminal messages in their films. They've played them slow. You see women with naked women with their legs wide open in a frame. You stop it and you see it in a frame. You know, your subconscious picks that up, the kids. They've been grooming your kids all their life. I mean, our kids grew up on Disney movies. Even the ones that were in the beginning that seemed so sweet and innocent with the little thumper and, you know, the little sweet. Filled with poison. How's the world going to be duped by the Antichrist? When you got most of God's ministers, even faith ministers, talking about God's medicine is also going to a doctor. The hypocrite oath, you know. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm not blaming anybody. If you go to the Lord and he says go to a doctor, then you go to a doctor. But I'm just showing you, and this is what the Lord is showing, what system this is of. I've been teaching this since 1994. Haven't had a lot of takers that I know of. A few along the way I'd see that have a title of one of their books that sounded like something I taught. I saw one lady, she wrote a book that said, it's not what you're eating, it's what you're thinking, or something along that line. Oh, no, it wasn't that way. It was, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. That's the way she wrote it. Worry. All right, let's go back to Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. This isn't for the faint of heart. Let's just start with 20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Here we go back to, this is pharmakia, sorceries, pharmakia. Yeah, medication, pharmacy, magic. All right, go over to Revelation 18. We're going to see it again. This is how they deceived us, y'all. I can remember a little kid standing in a long line to take the polio vaccine. All right, this is 18:23. You know what gets me is I viewed last night that Coast Guard Rear Admiral that they executed. He was so defiant and thought Mayorkas was the finest lawman he ever knew. I'm thinking, that piece of scum. He could have gotten off with 10 years because they found him in, wasn't Maui. Where was it happened the next? He showed up. Was it Eagle Pass? You're right, Eagle Pass. He showed up at Eagle Pass and enforcing things, but he was very adamant about anyone that was a Trumper needed to be outed. So he could have gotten off with 10 years with what he did, but because he would not renounce his evil and was so defiant, he's facing execution on March the 12th. All right. Same in the Strongs as witchcraft here, 18:23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Now we're talking, this is the fall of Babylon here. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries. Who are what's the biggest industry probably in the world? Pharmaceutical companies? By their sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets, of saints, and all that were slain upon the earth. Pharmakia. Deceived. They have groomed us for thousands of years. And this is a work of the flesh. It's not some devil going around casting spells. These are people working in laboratories, trying to figure out ways to kill you. They had us vaccinate our children like cattle before they could even go to school. Think about that. We were vaccinated like cattle before we could go to school. Thank God only we had, what, 3 or 4? Now there's some 80-something that a child goes through. It's a wonder there's any children alive. No wonder they're all have ADHD. All right. Jesus gave us back our dominion, but Satan and his minions are trying to steal it from you. No wonder the church is powerless. They are bewitched. Remember the movie? One of my favorite shows, Bewitched. Used to wish I could twitch my nose like her and get whatever I wanted. Satan is an outside force, fleshly, trying to steal your God-given authority and dominion. Plain and simple. And everything else you got. See, that's what's really weird about these people. And you know their bloodline's so messed up and tainted by their incestuous ways is they don't know when to stop. And that's why that's their demise. They are like Satan. They have an agenda: kill, steal, destroy. We want it all. We want every penny that everyone has, every stitch of everything they have. We want to take their homes from them, their cars from them, their food from them, and put them in a cubicle. Tell me this isn't a demonic agenda. All right. How has Satan done this? False evidence appearing real. It's witchcraft. They manufacture the diseases, and then when a person takes the bait, they sell them the magic potion to cure them. Here comes the apple. They make a new vaccine to keep you from getting it again. Think about one of the first Disney movies, Snow White. I already read that to you. We need to plant our flag, stake our claim, and not be moved. I don't know how many people know the truth. I know the Lord's told us He's going to raise up apostolic teams all across this nation. Now, I know of one and a couple, I believe, another one I think that might be. They don't know anything about this. Jesus already did it for us. He already did it all. Why are we substituting brass for gold? Because it's harder to stand and believe in faith than it is to run to someone to give me a magic pill. Right? All right, Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took my infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Man, I wanted to get on the phone and talk to that woman so badly. But so many others were stepping in with their little apples. And I just thought, well, no, that's not really where God's put me. But I prayed for the lady. There's another lady prayed. She prayed this first. She'd have divine healing. And then the Lord would send her good doctors. And then the Lord would send her good medicine. And I'm going, well, which is it? You know, this is that Christian prayer that's all over the spectrum. I'm just going, oh, Calgon, take me away. You know, I'm just going, I said, Lord, I get so frustrated. You want to help people so bad. But when they're so indoctrinated with the system, it might kill them, actually, if you turn the fire hose on. They can barely even stand a drop. All right. 1 Peter 2:24. Who His own self bare our sins in His body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By His stripes you were healed. Do you know when you're sinless, you're disease-free? Huh? Isn't that what that said? Being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. See, the devil's come, first of all, to take your righteousness from you, your right standing with God. Right standing with God means wholeness, soundness, preservation, divine health, divine supply, jubilee. That's where we're headed. All right. God and the devil cannot dwell together. Now I want you to listen to this. And I don't profess to know everything about this, but I'm just bringing what I believe I'm supposed to bring. All right. Christians need to repent for their participation in the beast system sorceries. And I hope it's not too late for some. They've tried to make people sick and keep them sick. That is their agenda. All right, I'm going to read James 4 right quick to you. hopefully the elders that are in the church have a little savvy. All right, 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they should be forgiven him. I believe God will honor this if the elders will speak up and start handling things like this. Didn't he say, if you do it? If is any sick among you, let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they should be forgiven him. The word mean what it says? This is what the church will be returning to. I don't think that includes med beds, healing technologies, etc. I feel like that's just one of the heads on the snake that we're dealing with. I don't know about that. I can't even take my mind there. Only God knows. There's just going to have to be a lot of teaching coming forth because there's so much garbage out there. So much mixture. The brass is just, there's a gold nugget here and there, but there's mainly brass. All right. It appears we have a lot of deprogramming to do moving forward. The only doctor we need is the great physician. That's Dr. Jesus. That's it. Those that took the saline, now listen to me carefully here. Those that took the saline COVID jab need to repent, and hopefully they took the saline. Those that took the real deal, I don't believe there's any coming back from that. You will be able to spot them. Look for behavioral changes. People that were once a certain way and now they are not. That'll be a clear sign that they have compromised their soul. There will be no light behind their eyes. The window of the soul is through the eyes. This is what I have perceived from the Lord, and I hope I heard accurately. I'm going to read you a scripture that I think verifies this. This is Matthew chapter 6. In other words, they used to kind of be following the Lord, but now they're just making an about face. Can't talk to them, can't tell them anything. Verse 22 says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In other words, it's a choice. You have chosen to follow mammon. God and Satan cannot dwell together in the same vessel. Brother Hagin talks about a woman in one of his books that was a minister of the gospel, and she was a beautiful woman, and she had a beautiful singing voice. And this demon kept coming and making suggestions to her. You're much better than this, you know. He lied to her. And she resisted it for a while, but then she began to listen, and then it took up possession in her mind. Then she left the church, no longer a minister, and started living with men and all kinds of things. And a minister went to speak to her, and she said she didn't want Jesus anymore. And at that point, God vacated her vessel, and the devil took over her vessel. And it shows her ascending into hell. And you think, I think this is what's happening. They talk about either they're dead, because they say it was a kill shot, if they didn't get the saline. See, President Trump, he did. He saved a lot of people by what he did. All right, Revelation 14. The tares and the wheat. I read it the very first, or really the word from last week. All right, my America will be the light of all to see, to show them the way, my way, a rescue operation, a burning of the tares. You are in the home stretch. All right, chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. I believe these are the ones that awakened, the virgins. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth, which is the New Jerusalem. You know, this is a church. What's left of them? And there, these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, and being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they were without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. You know, we're all looking for a physical mark, but I think this is a mark just like those that are sealed, the 144,000. I think it's a seal that no man can see, but God sees it. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. See, most, if you don't see a physical sign, they won't believe. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whoever received the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Those that took the jab and died from it, I don't know about them. I really don't. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. I agree. It's gotten so big and so bad, it's like there's nowhere else to go. And this renegade has to go. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. There's a lot of bloodshed been going on. Lots. You know, if we could see it, it might look like what this is describing. But from the heavenly viewpoint, that's how they're describing it. All right, God woke me up to begin to pray and say that Satan's plan would not prevail. Or he woke some up, not just me. He woke us all up to pray that Satan's plans would not prevail. The operation of the tares and wheat had begun. All right, 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of gold. Pat yourself on the back, you didn't take it. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name. For thou only art holy, for all nations have come and worshiped before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. I know there's different times over the last few years since all this started that people would say, I don't feel God anymore. I can't connect to God anymore. Just think about that. Just think about what a horrible feeling that would be, to think that I did something and I could never again connect to God, and my only fate was not a good one. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven are open, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts came unto the seven angels, and one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. There ain't going to be no judgment like God's judgment. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. In other words, they bought into the TV lies. Go get your COVID shot, you know. Go get your 16th booster. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. The third angel poured out his vial upon the river and fountains of rivers, and they became blood. You know, it's amazing to me, after everything, after this operation, they've dug up everything, flooded everything, and all they've done, that this earth is even able to even stay together. All the carnage, the explosions, the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the... And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged us. That's why there'll be a new heaven and a new earth eventually, right? And two, who wants to live in the stench of these nasty creatures? For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Burn up all them evil butts for sure. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented of their deeds. You know what I think this is? It's a media blackout. They no longer have a source. That's how they deceived nearly the whole world, was their six corporations that all have 666 symbols in them, if you know how to read them, all of them. What do you think chrome is? Adrenochrome. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, which it's already dried up. And the water thereof is dried up. I saw a picture of it. It's devastating. That the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keep his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. This last big show all around Israel and all that going on, all the bombing and all this and all that, what do you think that is? There you go. There's the big show right there. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. Israel was saved for last, so the kippos say. And these were voices, because they're the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, not the Israeli people. We're talking the Phoenicians, the Khazarian mafia, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, there they are. They hijacked the Jewish people, just like they hijacked the church, and just like they hijacked everybody else. There's not anything they didn't touch. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. Here's the three city-states right here. And the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plagues of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Chapter 17. Let me get a drink. Lord wants you to see this today. Take it to heart. Pray about it. Like I said, I don't pretend to know everything about it. I think I know a lot more than most, but I don't know everything. Nobody does. But God knows it all. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. This is the beast system. With whom the kings of the earth had committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth had been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns, just like we saw in chapter 13. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. And the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell in the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. In other words, she infiltrated all seven mountains of culture, this beast system, even the church. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet. When he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. They're all beasts, as far as I'm concerned. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind. If you see the conglomeration going on right now, you really see the dividing line of these nations coming to the deep state side, and nations going to the side of right. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. The Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. He said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. I believe that's the Vatican. See, the Vatican's been destroyed, taken out, shut down years ago. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over all the kings of the earth. Over the kings of the earth. We're going to read another one. 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come out from down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and it's become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Isn't it amazing that the White House used to be a bird sanctuary where it is? For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath for fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through abundance of her delicacies. In other words, all the companies that made her food and all these things, they're all in conglomeration with them. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. So that tells me a church that stays in it are going to partake of the plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. That's why these awful, whatever you want to call them, inbred, they don't want anybody getting their money. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. They say they have to do it all, bam. So there can be no... You do it over here, and they have a chance to sabotage. No, it has to be done all over there, all at one time. Stops all the fraud. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. We're going to have some people going to have to step up with some ingenuity and know how to do things. So we got stuff. Think about it. They had their finger in every pie. They took us off the farm where we used to have our own cows and chickens and our fields and all these things, and we're self-sufficient. I applaud the Amish and the Mennonites. You know what? They weren't touched by COVID because they don't have TV. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. And the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. Yeah. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and see no sorrow. In other words, she said, deliciously licking her lips and drinking the blood of those she slayed. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be utterly burned with fire, and for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. I know I've read all of this. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. No more Social Security cards, no more birth certificates, no more IRS taxes. And the members of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, of pearls, fine linen, purple and silk and scarlet, and all fine wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of precious wood, brass, iron, marble, cinnamon, odors, ointments, fragrances, wine, oil, fine flour, and wheat. Is there anything, place here I hadn't touched? And beast and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this city? No more admiralty, maritime law. And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city which wherein were made rich all that its ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Act of 1871, no longer. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Yay! And a mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeteers shall be heard no more at all in the all Hollywood. Entertainment, all that they made so much money on, corrupted so many people, won't be heard at all in thee. And no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. Why? Because we'll have free energy. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for the merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Do y'all get it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope it brought it all together. God warns all his people to come out of the system, for it is coming down. All the optics we are seeing are just the selected parts of what they are allowing us to see at this point. God has already completed this operation, and what we are seeing are optics. The beast system has been taken out. For anyone hearing this on my website, this is not about the Great Escape. It is about the Great Commission and the Great Infiltration. This is what it is going to take to reconstitute our nation and the nations of the world. This is where we sit in history. This is the timeline that I believe the Lord has shown me. Do I know it all? No, but more than most. All the rest are just looking up. Well, angels said, why are y'all standing looking up? The same way he left, he'll come. No conditions, just when he's ready. All right. From what the Holy Spirit has shown me, this book reads like a map. According to that map, the 1,000 years of peace is ahead and the Jubilee. In a nutshell, the book of disclosure is exactly that and nothing more. We've made it into something it isn't. It is about what the devil has done and the devil and his minions being taken out. It is not about our destruction, even though some have lost their lives in this operation. This is about this worldly kingdom becoming God's kingdom and us ruling and reigning with him. That's what it's all about. Jesus wanted us to know that what's been going on since the beginning of the world. And all the years of all this going on, that's what revelation means. It means full disclosure. It means I'm finally telling you the truth so you can know and not be a part of it. All right. Revelation 5 talks about the seals opening. You know, John wept because he couldn't open the book, but the lamb that was slain could. And that's what reveals the seals. Revelation 6 and 7, all of that really just leads up to this operation. It's all part of the operation, if you know how to discern it. We're not at the beginning at the tribulation. We're at the end. All right.